Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations along the line on the GCN Radio Network, the USA Radio Network, on the Salem Media Group selected stations and some of the biggest markets around the country, as well as some of the leading independent stations all around the country and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out to our friend Maria in Germany and all the people that are listening over there on our outlet in Germany. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women in the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers. Tough jobs, certainly, and with all the storms out there in between here and there, if you know what I mean. Suicide jockeys that haul the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel so that we can drive around in our cars or trucks or whatever. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is very simple, very easy to remember, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And that's how you can communicate with us during the show. Go over there. There's a little message thing there. You can send it to us. And we stream live 24/7, including, well, I say live. The live show is there right now, as well as on all your network stations. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And then we stream that show for the next 24 hours or on the weekend. It would be 48 until we come back on the air live again. So you get plenty of it, plenty of it, plenty of it. And all the podcasts are over there, too. Now, back to our great friend out in California who's been helping us out immensely. And we've gotten a lot of great emails about this individual, and we're happy to report to you that we do look at them and we try to respond to them. But here is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. Happy Father's Day.
Yes. Happy Father's Day to you and to everybody. And let's not forget also to the fathers that can't be here because they're either serving in the military overseas somewhere, or maybe they're working a double shift so some other father could be home with his kids. I used to do that a lot on Father's Day. I would work a double, and it would usually mean that I was the ranking officer in charge. Sometimes I was a acting battalion chief and not just a fire rescue captain. But I was happy to do it because when my son was grown up and gone away and whatnot, you know, there was no reason to really be sitting around the house eating potato chips and watching whatever I was watching. You know what I mean?
Sure.
All right. Let's do the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, this is a time for solutions, and I'll explain. The federal indictment of Donald Trump has prompted anger over the double standard deployed by the Department of Justice. I personally believe this is going to backfire on Biden and company. Trump followers see this as an extension of nearly 7 years of the political prosecutions, starting with the two-year Russian collusion hoax, initiated by Hillary Clinton. Now, the federal indictment of a political rival through a sitting president is not just unprecedented, but it portends an endless cycle of vendettas in the years ahead. Because, in case you haven't heard, folks, this prosecutor, Mr. Smith, says that if the Trump-leading judge, who is a Trump appointee, and the jury finds in favor of Donald Trump, he plans on bringing more charges against Donald Trump in New Jersey to continue this. Now, where I come from, that borders on double jeopardy. I hope they ram it right down this guy's throat, this Smith. He's a no-good SOB. Now, Republican primary contenders have raised all of these concerns. One, however, has a plan to break that cycle and depoliticize law enforcement. I don't know if you know this or not, Kyle, but we're going to tell you now. A well-timed leak from the Ron DeSantis campaign reveals the Florida governor's plan to decentralize and relocate the Department of Justice to keep the Beltway from unduly influencing its operation. They're going to move it out of D.C. And DeSantis also plans to reorganize the FBI and to rid the Bureau of its most political actors. Same thing. They're going to move it out of D.C., fire the guys at the top, and start over. Now, it needs to be more fully developed, but it's the first substantive policy solution to this crisis. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting, certainly easier said than done, and that would be quite a Herculean task. That being said, starting a conversation or at least pointing out where a lot of these issues have arisen with some of these bad actors might go a long way to helping voters understand and maybe make choices who say, okay, we want to have a different kind of regime there.
All right, going to break, folks. When we come back, more news and views coming back. You can give us a call if you want. But I will tell you, if we get the majority of the Senate and if we expand the majority in the House and we get the presidency, we can do this. We can do this. No doubt in my mind.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get back to him in a minute. We got a little special treat for you here coming up, too, in this segment. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Yep, that's right. MyPillow.com. You heard me talk about them. The reason I talk about them, the reason I rave about them, is because right now you can save a boatload of money. And by a boatload of money, how about 80% off your purchase on selected items? Now, it could be a pillow, it could be a towel, it could be sheets, it could be slippers, it could be pajamas, it could be anything that they have, okay? And they've got some tremendous, tremendous deals going on right now at MyPillow.com. All you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, promo code CAPTAIN. Save 80% on selected items. And they have a phone call you can call, phone number you can call 24/7, and you'll actually get a person. It's 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. One more time on the number, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Save yourself a boatload of money on some great products, and I'm sure you will be happy. Well, before we go back to Kyle Warren, the email elf sent me something and said, hey, CAPTAIN, in lieu of the fact that you've made this recovery and you're back on the radio and what you've been through, maybe you should play this song. So this song kind of fits my mood tonight, so I'm going to play about 90 seconds of it, but here we go.
Look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love and a simple
I'm still standing. I ain't gone nowhere yet. And I'll tell you what, thanks again to everybody that has sent me cards, letters, emails, text messages, bought me lunch, whatever. Okay, thank you to you. It means a lot. And Kyle, you don't know how many friends you got until you get into a situation where you're kind of down and out because of your health and what happened to you, and then all of a sudden, whammo, bammo, here they are.
Well, well said, exactly. And the response has just been really overwhelming, absolutely.
It has been. I'm not exaggerating for one second. It has been, absolutely, positively. All right, so let's get back to where we were. We're going to start with a couple of interesting stories. First of all, a new Harvard Caps Harris poll, which is not by any stretch of the imagination conservative, it definitely takes in a lot of liberals, shows that Donald Trump is leading President Joe Biden by 6 percentage points in the 2024 presidential race hypothetical matchup, despite the former president's recent indictment on 37 felony counts. Most of those people in that poll believe that the president will be acquitted of all of the counts by 93% to 7%. And it's also related to his alleged mishandling of classified information. Now, Matt Penn, who is the poll group's co-director, said the indictment has no impact at all on Donald Trump's lead against Joe Biden, whose job rating still remains at a low 43%.
Yeah, it's a very interesting place and time that we're in right now. And, of course, polls are snapshots in time with Donald Trump, you know, again, I think garnering a lot of support because things have gotten so rotten under Joe Biden, for one thing. But we have to see how this plays out. You know, Donald Trump does need to beat this 100%, I think, in order to really be successful. And on the chance that he gets convicted of something, he can still try to parlay that as the deep state is after me. Look at what's happening. It's a witch hunt. And how that will play into the general is, again, remains to be seen because we don't know what the world looks like a year from now.
Right. Now, Mike Huckabee, the former governor and former presidential candidate, former governor, of course, of Arkansas, presidential candidate back when Trump was running to begin with, he has come out and said he believes, as well as several other prominent Republicans, he and they believe that this whole thing is going to backfire on the Dems. I happen to agree with that.
Well, the Democrat Party elite certainly believe that if they can smear enough, any candidate enough, that they will sort of win by default. I think the game that's being played here is to see maybe how far they can really push Trump. Maybe they're hoping he's going to do or say something that is, indefensible, like a Trumpism or something like that. Maybe they feel that they're going to push him too far. But if he plays it right, then he can sort of stick to this narrative that, again, this was that he's being persecuted, number one, politically, but also that a lot of these charges are, lack of a better term, trumped up in the sense that nobody else is getting prosecuted for something like this. And it's a direct a salvo because he's running for president.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me see here. We have got some pretty rough weather in a couple of different spots of the country here. I'm just looking at a weather bulletin. We may have another line of severe thunderstorms with tornadoes mixed in coming across the I-70 area east of Colorado through Kansas right now. We also may have a line on I-10 east of New Orleans into the panhandle of Florida moving in right now. So you people in those areas, as well as elsewhere in the country, if you've got predicted severe weather, you need to turn your weather radio on or leave your television on or leave your phone turned on or something, your computer, so that when that alarm goes off, you hear it and you get out of harm's way, right?
Exactly right.
Because this is what happened to that town that got wiped out on the Texas-Oklahoma border It happened so quickly, just about dark, that last night, I guess it was last night, that a lot of people didn't have the opportunity to get out, and they still are going through the rubble finding victims.
Yes, exactly. I mean, these things come upon you, especially in the dark. And as we go into the weekend, Captain, I think we've still got some almost 50 million people under severe storm threats as we head out of Friday and into the weekend. So it's significant.
Yeah, it even affects my area, but not to the greatest degree that it does up in the panhandle of Florida, let's say, or along I-10, or in the southern part of Alabama, Mississippi, or Georgia right now. We do have some severe storms in southwest Georgia. So you folks up there in Georgia, a lot of flooding going on with us, too.
That's right. And most sadly, Captain, in the Perryton town of Texas, an 11-year-old boy evidently was among the dead. Three people that were killed by the tornado there. It was very sad.
You notice who's being quiet lately?
Who's that?
Dr. Fauci.
Right.
You heard anything out of him?
Nope, I haven't heard anything out of him lately, no.
Well, a Republican senator, Senator Schmidt, is saying that the continuously proven facts are coming out now about Dr. Fauci being a total fraud and sucking the people down the golden trough with, and he made a lot of money, too, by the way, sucking the people down the golden trough with his comments and suggestions, some of which he never should have said.
Well, especially now, Captain, that we're finding out a lot more definitive evidence that's coming out about who got COVID first. And it turns out it's these lab technicians.
Wuhan, China.
Yeah. Well, they definitely were the first ones to get it. So it kind of negates the idea that this was, from a wet market, from a bat.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Fauci, started up all this stuff, and yeah, it's all being proven that it was not correct.
All right, let's go to break, and I just thought of a joke on the way out to break. The Wu-Chen tomato haulers. So there you go. we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Rulings on two major issues won't be released by the Supreme Court until next week at the earliest. Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included in today's release of opinions. Cleanup is underway in Perryton, Texas, after a devastating tornado that killed three people yesterday. There's an extensive damage to homes, businesses in the panhandle town of about 8,000. County officials said 114 people were injured. However, everyone that was reported missing after the twister has been accounted for. Five service members have been injured after a small Navy boat crashed off the coast of Coronado last night. Jack Cronin has more.
The crash happened at 1:50 in the morning when the small boat hit Zuniga Point Jetty just off the North Island Navy base at Coronado in San Diego Bay during a naval special warfare training mission. The Navy says all five are now in stable condition.
Dave Collins, USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, along with my sidekick, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, you know, folks, you've heard me talk about this product for, I don't know, a dozen years or maybe a year or two more. I quit counting. Don't need to. But I take Relief Factor once a day in the morning with the breakfast. I take one packet. It's all you need, at least in my case. Now, at one time I took more than that, and I shouldn't have because it was just prolonging the situation that landed me in the hospital for a month. But anyway, $19.95 is all it costs for the quick start. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and find out what I found out when I first started to take it, and that is two words. It works. If you've got general muscle aches and pain, if you've got, you double over every now and then from something that's going on with your ankles or your knees or your legs or your side or your hip or your back or whatever the problem might happen to be, shoulder, knee, all that common stuff, this product will work when others won't because it's all natural. It is all natural, 100% drug-free. You take it, and the turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and omega-3 that's in it will help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll alleviate the pain right at the source, 100% drug-free. It worked for me, still works for me. It'll work for you. Because like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Now, Kyle, I got an announcement to make. You've heard me talk about Mixon's Roadside Cafe, and we go down there the first Thursday of each month, right?
That's right.
Well, for you folks in Bradenton, Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, Venice, Englewood, or anywhere around the state of Florida that want to come and enjoy the last lunch we're going to have down there, at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. It's officially going to be Thursday, July the 6th. I'll be posting an event, making an event out of it on Facebook. But it'll be Thursday, July the 6th from 11 to 1. We might expand it, but we're going to pack the joint. We're going to support it. We're going to send the Mixons out in style. Their last official day of business will be July 29th. But they've done so many things for the community. Our good friend George the Godfather gave them a special award for community services from his group over the last lunch that we had there. We had a little kind of impromptu lunch this week on Thursday, but the official one coming up Thursday, July 6th, 11 to 1. Please stop by. Please shake your hands. Please say thank you for all the stuff they've done for you. It'll be your last opportunity to do that with me. Now, we have another place picked out we'll be going to. I won't say a word about it until Mixon's is officially closed, and then we'll tell you where we're going. So, Kyle, the U.S. Department of Energy got ransom requests from the Russian-linked extortion group CLOP at both of its nuclear waste facility and the scientific education facilities that were recently hacked in a global hacking campaign. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, you're always going to have these actors either in Russia. It's either going to be state actors or it's going to be people connected. Then you also have Chinese state actors as well. There was a news story out just in the last 24, 48 hours that Chinese hackers had breached several private networks in the United States. So they're always probing. They're always probing into, of course, infrastructure, certainly military. But this ransom request, these are unfortunately going to become more prevalent, I believe.
Yeah, I hope not. But, and of course, this has happened like a week earlier. We find out about it now, but at least we found out about it. Okay, so Joe Biden's out there giving speeches, patting women's behinds, Eva Longoria, one of them. There was no doubt about what he was doing to her when she was being introduced and giving him a big hug and he was tapping her tush. But anyway, Biden is now urging the tougher gun limits happen a year after Uvalde. He wants an assault weapons ban, Here we go again with the misrepresentation of something that's not even what he's describing.
But what they do is they simply say, look, there's been a terrible tragedy. There's been a loss of life. So how do we capitalize on that politically? And because that's just what it is. It's just a springboard for legislation that they want that really would not have any effect, more than likely, on these terrible tragedies. But what they won't do in the meantime, Captain, for some odd reason, is that they will not simply say there are many guns out there. You could outlaw all guns tomorrow, just wave a magic wand and outlaw them, but there still would be many guns. And maybe this is something that they don't get. But because there are still many guns, and I know I'm oversimplifying it, but because there are many guns, maybe we should have the kids and the children in these schools be protected from people who can get access to these, not just buying them at the store, but they get them other ways. And they're still lunatics, and maybe we should protect the children from the lunatics. That, for some reason, is not going to be a viable Democrat Party elite policy, and Lord only knows why.
Now, you live in California, right?
Yes.
The Los Angeles Dodgers aren't that far away from you, right?
Yeah, Dodger Stadium's up in L.A., so it'd probably take me about an hour and 15 minutes to get there, yeah.
So the Dodgers, as dumb as they were, honored the Catholic drag nuns more than an hour before the first pitch in their ballpark. A couple of interesting things happened here. Want to hear them?
Sure.
They might have had 100 people in the ballpark, including employees at the time they did this, might have, because outside the ballpark were thousands of people, more than what attended the game, blocking the entrances to Dodger Stadium for anyone to get in.
Yeah, that's really something. It does speak volumes, doesn't it? This is a controversy that just didn't need to be there. Don't you think? I mean,
Of course I think.
Yeah, they just, this whole thing is so divisive And I can't imagine that baseball fans on the whole are thinking that this is the kind of thing that they're looking to see when they come to the ballpark. But they could still, you know, have their LGBTQ pride acknowledgement. But this seems to go beyond the pale, where it actually starts to become very, very offensive to many people. So if, and I thought in this new woke culture, nobody can offend anybody else. So I guess, wait a minute, I guess it just doesn't go both ways. But people, but again, it's all still First Amendment. People can say and express what they want to, but you don't have to buy a ticket to go see it. See, it does work both ways when it really comes down
to it. This is what says all I need to know. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That's an expression that's been around forever. And the people that love that aren't going to be at some honor gay nuns stuff. They just aren't.
Well, yeah, I question having any kind of a demonstration of something that's so divisive politically. You know, we do see demonstrations for the military, right? You know, you have the big giant flag on the field, or you have the flyover, or you honor someone who's come home from combat from Afghanistan and this kind of thing. And that's, but that's national unity type stuff. You know, this having anything divisive at sporting events seems to be counterproductive to what everybody likes to go to sporting events for.
Well, the people that keep trying to ram this agenda down our throat are finding out very quickly that it's not a winning proposition, because once again, so far, just this month, the pride backlash with the companies that have been involved in this, playing this up, has totaled $28 billion in the loss of market value for those companies total. Just this month.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and this, and again, this is just more evidence as to why companies should not wade into the popular culture thing that's happening at that moment. If you have a great product, you want everybody to use your product, no matter what they like or what they do or whatever. And that's the whole point. But once you start down the road, you know, it's kind of like in Star Wars. You know, once you start down that path, forever will it dominate your destiny, because you have to constantly feed it then, as opposed to just making great product.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, Kyle Warren and myself, and we got quite a bit of activity going on again. We've got some storms rolling around tonight. There are still some watches and warnings up, even in my state, up in the Panhandle, and there is a system that's moving slowly in my direction. I'll be right back, and here's where I'll be today.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You saw Pink where?
Oh, I saw her at a taping for a music special once. It was a lot of fun. She did a great job.
And where was this?
Up in L.A. Yeah, in Los Angeles.
So you just happened to pop into L.A. for one of your little impromptus, and bingo, there she was.
That's right, yeah. Among others, yes.
Oh, there were others?
Well, sure, yeah. But it was a great opportunity to go up and see some stuff, exactly.
All right, well, let me read this and then turn it over to you, because we got a mess over the weekend in certain parts of the country. Storms in the plains to the Gulf Coast. Yep, persistent southern heat. Yep. Severe thunderstorms, once again, capable of very large hail, damaging winds. Possible tornadoes will be from the Ozarks all the way down to the Gulf Coast into Florida. Dangerous heat in the south-central U.S., parts of Puerto Rico continue with heat factors to 115 degrees in Houston, Texas, all the way to the border. Now, gusty winds and dry conditions will keep the weather threats critical for parts of the southwest as well. Kyle, take it away. I know you've had a little bit of a reprieve out there by you with some rain, looks like, coming in from the ocean.
Well, it's definitely been, in Southern California at the very least, it's been pretty June gloom. And on Friday was the first day that we actually saw the sun start to peek through. So that is encouraging. But we do have some rain around the west, not a whole lot as we head into the weekend. But if you're up near Reno, up near I-80, you've got some wind advisories in effect. Could be gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour and maybe lulling a little bit in the overnight hours. But if you're coming out from Reno, coming up I-80 towards Winnemucca, you've got that to contend with. Also on the California side, up towards Susanville, and then down 395, a little south of Mammoth Lakes, almost to Bishop, you'll have this wind advisory in effect. Also, we have a fire weather warning, which means very dry and could be windy as well. Gusty winds Saturday afternoon across most of New Mexico as we head into the weekend, so do be aware of that. This is going to affect everything pretty much south of Santa Fe, all the way down to the border with Texas and down to the border with Mexico, of course. Taking a quick look at the rain that we see right now heading into the weekend, I-90 up as you come out of Spokane heading into northern Idaho, you've got lots of rain coming across the interstate there. Various scattered rain up in northern Montana right now, a little bit in central Oregon, but hopefully the weekend outlook is going to look a lot better for you as we head through Saturday and Sunday. So more next hour. Stay tuned and back to the captain.
Okay, we do have a couple of severe weather threats right now, and we do have some tornado watches and warnings right now along I-70 in the western part of Kansas, east of Goodland. Now, when you come across the border from Colorado on 70, you're going to be in rain, and there's a lot of flooding going on south of I-70. By the time you get over there to Goodland and to the east, there seems to be a very strong cell right now capable of producing large hail and flooding rain and whatnot. So be careful. You're going to see the thunder and lightning. There's been just literally hundreds of flashes of lightning in that area in the last few minutes. Now, going down below into Oklahoma, there's a schmutz alert. That's rotten air in the Tulsa, Oklahoma City area. Storms will be moving across through there today. We do have some 90 degree temperatures, 95, maybe as high as 100. That's going to come out of the Metroplex, go up I-30 to Texarkana. It'll be across the northern part of Louisiana, but south of the central part of Louisiana and south of I-20 in Texas to the border, you'll have temperatures, especially around Houston, Galveston, and all the way down to Brownsville, approaching 115 degrees. That's not the heat index. That's the temperature. The heat index, I don't even want to guess at. Now, you do have another severe storm warning and alert and flooding going on over east of New Orleans in Mississippi, a small area of Mississippi there along I-10. And then that same storm system is reaching out over towards Mobile and actually hitting Pensacola right now with a lot of activity in the water. It almost looks like there's something trying to stir up along the water with the riptides and whatnot. Not a good night to go swimming. And we definitely have got heavy rain and flooding in the southern part of Alabama, up towards Montgomery, over in the panhandle north and east of Pensacola, a short ways. Looks like Frank Silvato might be getting flooded tonight where he lives over there. And then moving up into Illinois, the southwestern corner of Illinois, the central part of Tennessee, you've got what I'm going to call the schmutz again, which is a rotten air that's in there, making it difficult for some people to get around, especially those people who have to have inhalers. Very hot temperatures in South Florida tonight. I-75, the Alligator Alley route south down to the Keys, you're going to have 100-degree temperatures plus. And that's about what I'm looking at, Kyle. So tell me about the Pilot and Flying J. I know they got a lot of great deals going on right now.
They do. And, of course, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can find out about their My Rewards Plus app where you can earn points, where you can save money, where you can get great offers, and you can access their great amenities as well. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com. And as the captain said, yes, they do have some great offers. Especially right now, you can learn how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. And it's real easy to do. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more. And especially if you're in an RV and you're going to be, you know, fueling up as you head across the highways and byways, maybe on your way to see one of the national parks, for example. Well, you want to buy your fuel at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers and save 10 cents a gallon. Also, for our RV friends out there, and many locations, they have some special amenities for you, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps as well. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function on their website to find the location nearest you.
And Richard Marine is camping out in the desert in California. He's out there. He said it was 90 degrees tonight where he's at.
Wow. I did see that. That's right. That's going to get hotter and hotter, so we'll see, but yeah.
Yeah, and folks, remember, in the rain, if you see flooded water and you start to drive into it and you're on a two-lane highway especially, turn around, don't drown, don't go plowing through that water thinking that everything's hunky-dory. I've seen 6 inches of water move an 80,000-pound loaded semi down the river. I've seen 6 inches of water do that, and you can't trust the fact that you don't think the water's moving, because it is, or it wouldn't be there. All right, Kyle, hang in there, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corner, as we got a lot more stuff to talk about. This guy's going to give you the phone number. We're going to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.